Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a specific topic. So what I wanted to do is cover a story I ran into a while ago about an Indonesian man that allegedly married a cow because the people in his town found out that he was fornicating with it, and then they arranged a wedding for him and that cow. Or so the story goes. I first ran into the story when I was discussing a 74-year-old woman that believed her husband had come back from the dead and was reincarnated as a cow. And then it licked her. The cow now sleeps next to her in her bed where her husband used to sleep. In that video, I mentioned the man from Indonesia that had married the cow, so I thought with the next donation I got, without a topic, I thought it would be a good time to investigate the shaming a guy got from his village that led him to marry that cow. I jokingly said that if he did marry a cow, it would be a blessing because a human wife nags and a cow moos. And I personally prefer the moo too. So I managed to find an article about it, which I linked to in the description. Here's what the article has to say, and I quote, "Allegedly in 2010, a young man, 18-year-old Nagar Alit, from a village called Ye Embang, was briefly enchanted by a member of the bovine species, and get ready for the cringe, mated with the cow. Yup, definitely feeling my last meal coming up right about now. He had believed that the cow was a young and beautiful woman who had paid him some flattering compliments. Clearly we're dealing with someone that has less than a full deck, or that the young man was accurate in his assessment that the cow shapeshifted into the form of a comely woman and seduced him. His neighbors and friends were nearly as incredulous as you or I may have been, and solved the bestiality problem the only way you can, by feeding the beast, taking note from the bad parenting playbook the town elders had him marry the cow. The head man said, in effect, if you love that cow so much, why don't you marry it? So marry her he did. Unfortunately, during the ritual, Alit passed down and his mother started screaming. How was she supposed to not already be screaming after finding out that her son wanted to marry a cow? This I'll never know. And then a villager had weighed in his 2 cents. Poor kid, he's actually a quiet kid. I'm not sure how helpful this assessment had been at the moment, but it's good to know a little bit more about the prospective groom from a writing standpoint. After making the man marry the uttered mammal, the villagers drowned her. They also pretended to drown the groom in order to exorcise the village of the shameful spirit of bestiality. The village chief then declared the village to be officially cleansed from defilement from the incident, and everyone went about their day." Unquote. And here I thought there would be a happy ending with this mad lad sticking his large head up a cow's vatch, but I guess not. I guess it's all about shaming him and taking away his one true love, while a woman in India somewhere gets to keep a cow in her bed. Talk about double standards if you're a man versus if you're a woman. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to Cows Are Better Than Chicks Clown World Show. Once you no longer make marriage mean something that's only between a man and a woman, you know that the fall of your society can't be too far off. The difference between the man in Indonesia and any other woman that marries something else besides herself is that the articles usually talk positively about the woman and they talk negatively about the man. They talk about the empowerment to give the woman what she craves, which is attention. But the few stories I saw with men, in one of them, he married a love doll. A couple of women also sent me stories about that case, and they were all worried, asking me if men would start marrying dolls. Another woman, one of my clients, called that guy a loser. I responded by sending her an article about a woman that married 2 cats about 10 years ago, and told her that I would actually put her in touch with a good shelter. She's 45 years old, fat, and has a temper. No man would put up with that for very long. She'd probably scare the cats away too. I was hoping there was a happy ending with the Indonesian man with the cow, but clearly he had no interest in marrying it. It was just apparent shaming of him by his community so that he wouldn't do it again. But they couldn't exactly say that, so they pretty much decided to call it a cleansing ritual. The only thing that was cleansed was the animal diddler's ability to hold his head up high with pride. I think that for many men, the ideal woman would be like a robotic one that we see in the film Ex Machina, the Kyoko android with the mind of a dog, with the body of a woman. I think that's what many men want because they aren't particularly interested in conversation. So for many guys, like the one that allegedly did it with a cow, that's what he got. Plus, the cow can't really tell you anything about what he was doing. The question is, who would have been spying on this man that was hanging around with a cow expecting to see a naughty show? He took the woman's way out by claiming that the cow seduced him. That's the same as the stupid answer Alec Baldwin gave when he said that the boomstick in his hand just went off, without him even pulling the trigger. Therefore, he wasn't responsible. I'm sure the cow put on its best dress and high-heeled hooves and tried to graze near his schwing-schwing. This story is just as believable as a New York Post article I put in the description called Lucky. Author Alice Sebold apologizes to man wrongfully convicted of a rape. So she falsely accused Anthony Broadwater, and he spent 16 years in prison before being exonerated. Her book Lucky is described like this, and I quote, Alice Sebold reveals how her life was utterly transformed when, as an 18-year-old college freshman, she was brutally raped and beaten in a park near campus. After telling the hard facts to anyone from lovers to friends, she has changed in their eyes, as her dazed friends and family sometimes bungle their efforts to provide comfort and support, and as ultimately she triumphs, managing through grit and coincidentally to help secure her attacker's arrest and conviction. Alice Sebold illuminates the experiences of many trauma victims, even as she imparts wisdom profoundly hard-won. You save yourself or you remain unsaved, unquote. Her book publisher has now stopped selling her book. She also said this, I am grateful that Mr. Broadwater has finally been vindicated, but the fact remains that 40 years ago, he became another young black man brutalized by our flawed legal system, she wrote. She was blaming the justice system instead of her own false allegation. This is the level of clown world that we're now living in. So how did that story come to light that she was lying, you may ask? Well, her memoir proved his innocence. Her book Lucky was being adopted into a screenplay, and there were inconsistencies that made one of the executive producers hire a private investigator to get to the bottom of the story. The movie adaptation was already canceled due to a lack of money. So Alice got a book published and was then going to have a movie made, all for ruining 16 years of a man's life. He's a black man, and that's what she means, that the justice system was unjust. Perhaps she means that if he was a white male, there would have been a more careful examination of the evidence. The cops were probably white knight idiots too in that case, because first she told him that it was one man in a police line, and then later on she picked a different man. They probably just chalked it up to her being traumatized by the whole ordeal, and wanted to keep a struggle snuggler off the streets. What's crazy is that all the media outlets publish her apology, and only once you get to the meat of the article do you realize that she made a false allegation. And she places as much blame on the legal system as she does herself. Again, a woman unable to take responsibility for her own actions. What I do is create a special false allegations law to punish women that claim that they were inappropriately touched or molested, but they lied. If it's proven without a doubt that that's the case, then I would throw the book at them. Maybe give them the same punishment and sentence length as the person they falsely accused. Of course, you know that feminists would come out screaming that this would just mean less women would come forward willing to share their stories of abuse, and that would mean less justice. But we all know that just means they won't be bringing up their false allegations, and that will just mean more punishment for women that are lying. Of course they'll never admit to it. Broadwater was convicted in 1982 and spent 16 years in prison, and was always denied parole because he wouldn't admit to doing a crime he didn't commit. This isn't about his race or the justice system. It's about a woman lying and getting away with it. I hope that Broadwater sues her successfully and takes some or all of her book earnings. He also took things better than most of us. He said that he's not bitter and doesn't have any malice towards her. He even said he sympathizes with her and what happened. But what actually happened to her will remain a mystery. She says that her rapist's identity will never be known and she'll have to live with knowing she sent an innocent man to jail. Articles out there make her seem like the victim. I'm just glad that her publishing company pulled her book, because they have executives smart enough to read between the lines and lies. A society is doomed when we see a woman's lies putting a man in jail, yet she can't take the blame for it. We're in what is known as the fourth turning, where people lose faith in their institutions, and all this insanity will probably keep going up until the year 2030, and it'll probably just get worse. The fourth turning is a time when the old order is toppled, and the new one is put in place. It's a time period where the questions of race, class, and nation will be brought into the equation. The establishment elites know how difficult this time is, so they're saying insane things like inflation is good for the poor, but bad for the rich. Or they're trying to foment a race war in places like the United States, because if people are fighting amongst themselves, then they won't see them as a threat. At the current rate of adoption, 2 billion people will own Bitcoin by 2030. That's an upheaval in the financial system as well. El Salvador might become the new Latin American Singapore. The only thing that worries me is that the Bitcoin city they're planning on building will be at the base of a volcano, powered by its geothermal power. That sounds like the plot of a really badly made-for-TV film that I watched back in the 1980s. In Colombia back in 1985, a dormant volcano exploded suddenly and took out about 20,000 people. The idea of volcano power is cool until that volcano poo-poos all over you. Usually there's seismic activity first before, if that volcano goes tits up, giving up its nectar from hell. The good thing about crypto is because you can take custody of it, if it ever becomes the standard, women will have to behave themselves because if nation states can't control money anymore, then the family courts are worthless. If men can just pick up their assets and head to another country. Women are going to have to be on the defensive for a change, walking around on eggshells around men, because men will have financial control over their money once more. If women want a relationship and attention, then they have to risk poverty and do their best to please men, instead of men constantly walking around on eggshells around them. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that if women get any worse, men might start marrying and smashing cows instead. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps your herd of cows from being targeted by sexually frustrated incels away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.